All right, appreciate that. Today, we're going to get into our Bibles now. We're going to go to the book of Proverbs today. Proverbs, probably go ahead and turn to what you think is probably the most well-known verses in the book of Proverbs. Chapter 3. Going to chapter 3 today. These verses are probably the best known verses. They're going to be in 5 and 6 today. And if you don't know these verses, memorize them. I encourage you, memorize them. Mark them in your Bible. Highlight them in your Bible. Write them down on an index card and keep them in your pocket. They are tremendous verses. A lot of people have made this their life verses, perhaps, and they are well-known verses. Matter of fact, you can pray through these verses and remind the Lord of the promise that He makes in these verses, all right? I'm just going to read the two verses. I'll let you remain seated right now this morning. Let's read Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. So the Lord says here, basically, trust God, not yourself, and He will guide you. Amen? But isn't that command right there, lean not unto your own understanding, maybe one of the hardest commands in the Bible, honestly, because we tend to do that, don't we? We lean on our own understanding. But you know the word lean is the same as the word trust. We're to lean on the Lord, for rely on Him. Lean on Him, roll it over on Him, cast your cares upon Him, give it to Him, relinquish it to Him. It's the same idea. But we have a hard time doing that sometimes, so that's why that verse there gives you both sides of it. He tells you to trust in the Lord with a little bit of your heart. No, He says all of it, amen, all of your heart and all of your issues. And then He tells you the part not to do, which we normally do, and that is lean unto our own selves. But then He says, in all thy ways, all the things going on in your life, all the paths that you're taking in your life, all the choices and decisions, in all your ways, acknowledge Him. Talk to Him about it. We go to people, and we should, but we talk to the Lord about it too. Amen? So we acknowledge the Lord, and He said, if you'll do these things, trust me with all of it. Don't lean on your own understanding, even though that seems to make more sense to you when you're trying to figure it out. And you talk to the Lord about it. He says, what? He shall direct thy paths. Not just your path, but your paths all through your life, all your decisions, right? And I've reminded the Lord of that promise before when I really needed it. And there's times in our life we need to go back and look at these verses. So I just want to preach to you on this thought, follow God's plan. Follow God's plan. All right, let's pray. Father, we thank You, Lord, for Your Word. We thank You for this great Scripture right here. And I pray, Lord, You'd help us to break it down and look at it and get encouragement from it today. And, Lord, we know that Your plan is always best, and we do want to follow that. And I pray You'd help us, Lord. I know every person in here, Lord, is acknowledging You, praying about something, Lord, in their life. And they need direction. They need guidance, and they're looking to You for it. And but, Lord, there's also the temptation for us to figure it out ourselves. And Lord, You know that. That's why You put it in this verse. But, Lord, I pray You just meet the needs. Help me to say the right things in the right way. But mostly, Lord, I pray You will speak to all of our hearts today and apply it as need be in every heart today. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm glad God wants us following Him. You know, before you got saved, you were lost. You're not lost anymore because you're following the Lord. Amen? You know, we already sang about it today and pointed out Acts 1:8 and the Great Commission. You know the Lord wants the whole world to be saved. You know why? Because the whole world, every person, He's not willing that any should perish. Every person should know and follow God in their life. Every person. Don't you wish everybody did that? Boy, wouldn't that fix a lot of problems in this whole world if everybody was following God? Amen? You know, all them politicians up there that can't agree and they follow their party lines and all of that stuff. What if everybody was following the Lord? I mean, boy, that's going to be heaven. Amen? Amen. But you know, right now, Christian people, we just need to follow the Lord. We need to learn how to follow the Lord and ask God to help us as we follow the Lord. I'm glad He loves us. He wants to save us. He wants to guide us. He wants to lead us. He wants to help us. Amen. Aren't you glad of that today? I mean, God has a plan. I believe that. And He wants us to follow that plan in our life. But I like that the word path is paths, because that path, there's one path that you're following the Lord, but it's going to have a lot of forks. It's going to have a lot of turns, right, in your life. Amen. And we got to pray about all those decisions as we go through it. Now, we know that life is hard. Anybody want to say amen right there? But not for a Christian. No, kidding. Life is hard, and we know it's hard. We're not exempt from it. Amen. I mean, we've got the stories in the Bible of Abraham and Moses and poor old Joseph and Job, right? And Ruth and Esther. We've got all those stories in the Bible because those are people just like us. And God put those stories in the Bible to help us. As they learned to follow God and they made mistakes in following God, we can learn from all of that. That's why on Sunday nights we've been preaching on Bible characters who got in the wrong place because they didn't follow the Lord on some things, right? And I think that is so very, very important. But the Lord wants us to follow Him. The whole world needs to be saved and no longer lost. And the reason you're not lost is because you're following the Lord, right? If you're not a good follower, you get lost. If you're following another vehicle and you're not a good follower, especially in a big city, you get lost, right? If you're dependent on them, or you're following the GPS and the signal goes out, or you're following a map and you can't read it at that moment or something, and you get lost. We need to follow, though, the Lord. So God wants to give us what we need. So following His plan is the best plan. Amen? You know, Paul and Silas, in Acts 16, they were in the jail praising God. In jail praising God. You say, what in the world are they doing in jail? Because they were following God. And they didn't let their circumstances really affect their joy. I mean, Nehemiah talked about that. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen? So they praised the Lord even though the circumstances were not good. They praised the Lord. So this text gives us some things here about following the Lord. So I want to give you four things. I'm going to break it up four things. I'm going to say it like this, verse 5a, 5b, 6a, 6b. Y'all know what that means? Just the first and second part of the verse. If it was a little longer, we might have a 5c and a 5d and right on. Somebody asked me that. They saw that in our Sunday school literature one time. Is that a different kind of Bible? No, it's just looking at a part of a verse, all right? So that's all it is. It's not a different kind of a Bible. It just says, hey, we're in the first part of the verse right there, right? So I'm going to give you 4 points today because this is how this is broken down. So in 5A, number one, exercise strong faith. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Trust in the Lord. Give it to Him, all of it, not some of it. Don't hold back. Now, obviously, when we put faith in Christ, we know that starts with salvation. I mean, even Nicodemus, a religious man, was told that you must be born again. You have to receive Christ, accept Christ, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, get saved. Amen. Everybody needs to put faith in Christ for their salvation. Amen. And then again, you're no longer lost. You're following. But the Bible says nobody's exempt from that either. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Right? We got to repent. We got to trust Christ. We got to get saved. We have to put faith in the Lord for salvation. There's no entrance into heaven apart from Christ. And by grace through faith are you saved. Amen? So I think we know that today. If you're not saved today, that's your point right there. If you're not saved today, you need to put faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to know that He is your Savior. Amen? And then He'll be your guide and the comforter that we sang about already today. We also put faith in faith for the Christian life. Warren Wiersbe is a great commentator, wrote a lot of great books. But he said this one time. He said, blessed is the parched soul that gets refreshed by reading a Tozer book. He's talking about A.W. Tozer. He said, Christian, you'd be blessed if you'd read more of A.W. Tozer, is what he's saying. Now you say, what does that mean? Here's what I'm saying. You're not going to get your soul blessed and your life led by God by living on the junk food of this world. That's my point with that. If we'll read the right kind of stuff, hear the right kind of things, the Lord can lead us and guide us and direct us. Amen? But if we're so filled up with this world, we're not going to hear what God's trying to say to us. Or if we're so filled up with our own ways and all of that. So we need faith for the Christian life. Amen? So give it all to God. We also need faith for our trials and our troubles. Do you commit your trying times to God? Do you know that verse about casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you? We cast our cares. That's the same idea. You trust in the Lord with all your heart. You cast all your cares upon Him. You cast them. You roll them over on Him. You lean them over on Him. That's trusting Him with all your cares, right? You just give it to the Lord. You just take your hands off of it. That's what these verses are talking about. You say, well, I this trial and this trouble, I got to figure it out. Lord says, don't be figuring it out. Give it to me. Trust me. Amen, right? Pray about it. Acknowledge me. Talk to the Lord about it. Because I tell you, when we're trying to figure it out ourselves, it might make perfect sense to us. But it's not God's plan. I mean, Joseph, man, he thought, boy, I had all them dreams as a kid. And boy, now I'm living the most unfair life there is. But I'm supposed to keep trusting God. Job, though he slay me, yet I will trust him. Amen. He made that conscious decision to say, I'm going to follow God's plan here. I'm going to exercise strong faith, even with my troubles and my trials, and also my life's decisions. And that may be the biggest part of this text right here, is we're trusting the Lord for life's decisions. We're trying to get direction from God on things that He wants us to do. You know, we love the song, I Know Who Holds Tomorrow. Well, guess what? It's not me. It's Him. Amen. I know who holds tomorrow. I'm glad we can know Him and we can trust Him. We can trust His love, guidance, direction. He knows the future. Amen. So we're following the Lord. I like the old hymn that says, trust Him when dark doubts assail thee. Trust Him when thy strength is small. Trust Him when to simply trust Him seems the hardest thing of all. Trust Him. He is ever faithful. Trust Him. For His will is best. Trust Him, for the heart of Jesus is the only place of rest. We have to ask God to help us trust Him as we should. You know, I understand pilots. I don't know anything about being a pilot. I've never flown a plane, never been in a plane, never flown in a plane, much less flown the thing. Amen? I've never been in one. Never had reason to get, I can drive. Amen? And so, anyway, I hear people more and more saying, I don't want to do it, fly in a plane. But, I understand those pilots are taught to follow the instruments 110%. You might feel like you're upside down. You feel like you're upside down. But if those instruments say otherwise, you trust the instrument. Sometimes we lean into our own understanding and we want to trust that. No, we trust the Lord. We trust the Word of God. We trust the Bible. We trust the leadership of the Spirit. Amen? And boy, that's a pretty big one, I think, right there in our Christian life. Put faith in the facts of the Word of God, not how you feel about it sometimes. So exercise strong faith. All right, number two, learn the ways of God. Well, that's the second part, 5b. Lean not unto thine own understanding. Well, why? You need to learn the ways of God. Learn the ways of God. Read the Bible. Otherwise, you know what people who don't read the Bible do? Lean into their own understanding about everything. Because that's all they got. Or they listen to the world and they listen to the news and they listen to other people who tell them how to think about things. I want to tell you, if you're a Bible-believing, Bible-reading Christian, you're going to think different than this world. And that's a good thing. Amen. You just will. You're going to think different because you're following the Word and the ways of God. Learn the ways of God. Don't rely on good old common sense for everything. Try to give it to the Lord and trust the Lord. The Bible says His heart is wicked. It's desperately wicked. It's deceitful. So we can't just follow our heart on everything. Learn the ways of God. Get saturated with the Word of God. Meditate therein day and night. You know, Isaiah talked about this. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. For my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Isn't that what God says? You know what He's saying there? He's saying your thoughts are limited. Well, compared to His, they certainly are. And whenever I think, God, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know why you're doing it like this. And I think it ought to be like this over here. And we all have that conversation with God, right? And but we have to understand His thoughts are higher and ours are limited. But we have to study His Word, get under the preaching of the Word, seek godly counsel, and the Lord can help us learn the ways of God. They're not the ways of the world. They're not always the ways of our sinful flesh either, right? And we don't always know. You know, some of the disciples, they got into a storm. And they're like, Peter probably said, I told y'all not to go. And they're like, well, Jesus told us to go. I'm just making that up. But I can imagine Peter saying, I knew it was a storm was coming. I knew we shouldn't have got out here. And I told y'all guys not to come. I told y'all guys to wait a couple hours. But Jesus said, yeah, he did say. Jesus told them to go. I don't know if they had that argument or not. But when they got out there and the storm came up, they probably were thinking about it, experienced fishermen. They might have been thinking about it. I kind of had a bad feeling about this. I kind of knew it might come like this. I kind of was looking at the clouds, but now here we are. The Lord told them to go. And the Lord knew the storm would come. And they could have asked later, well, Lord, why did you knew a storm was coming. Why did you tell us to go? And, of course, he could say, well, then I didn't have a chance to walk on the water in the storm and come save you. Amen? And be glorified by that. But the Lord had a reason. The Lord had a purpose. And he built up their faith. Although everything in their mind said, don't do this. Why did we do this? But the Lord was guiding and directing in their life. So we need to learn the ways of God. They are above us. We can't figure them out. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So exercise strong faith. Learn the ways of God. Learn the way read the Bible, the Bible story. See how God works. It's not the way the world works. It's not the way our natural minds work. We have to trust the Lord. He's supernatural. Amen? Number three, pray about everything. And that's 6A. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. Do you acknowledge others? Do you give the courtesy to others? Do you acknowledge them and something that's going on? You acknowledge them. What are you doing? You're talking to them about it, right? Well, this is God. He says in everything, acknowledge Him. Talk to the Lord about that. Amen? Discuss it with God. Discuss it with the Lord and just pray about it. Pray about it, whatever it is, pray about it. In all thy ways. Well, I don't want to bother God with this little thing. It's pretty big to you. Bother God with it. He's okay. He said, come unto me boldly. Amen. Come to the throne of grace boldly. Acknowledge God. Talk to God about your path, about your ways, about your direction, even about how you feel about it. You talk to God and you expect His guidance. And that's the last part of that verse, expect His guidance, but I don't want to get ahead of myself there. But but I think acknowledging the Lord, praying about everything, it also, I think it includes acknowledging God's hand in everything. Do you ever look for God in what's going on around you? Circumstances, you know, that's a part of it. Sometimes circumstances are screaming at you, but you got to make sure those line up with the Word of God. Obviously, they can't, you know, if you're going to see God in it. I had somebody stop by here the other day and they want to know, is this the devil that's doing this? And is this the devil that's telling me this? You know? And I understand those questions. People do get confused about it. By the way, I'm not going to say his name. You can ask me later, but it was a young man that grew up coming to church here. His family didn't come. He came. And he went through the Sunday school and he went through the kids' church. And whenever he had a problem, guess where he came? I thought that was pretty good. Amen. He showed up here during the week to ask questions. He said, I've gone astray. I'm not going to church. I have this going on, and this is where he came. And by the way, some of the things he told me, he learned them in those Sunday school classes, and I was pretty impressed. He remembered some of it. Amen? So your work is not in vain. Amen. But people do get confused sometimes. Is the devil telling me this, or is God telling me this, or is myself? Boy, that's a tough one, isn't it? And we have to really get that discernment from the Spirit of God. Sometimes watching the circumstances, acknowledge that God is at work. And don't you believe God's at work around you all the time? He's at work in you and through you and around you all the time. And we need to be paying attention, getting tuned with what God is doing. You know, we read about these Bible characters and you and I can see their whole story. We can read their whole story from start to finish. And we could tell Joseph in the middle of that, Joseph, hang on, it's going to turn out all right. Well, we know that. We read the story. But when Joseph was in the midst of it, he thought, I never thought God would be this unfair to me. I never thought God would be this cruel to me and this hard on me. And we could scream at the TV or our Bible and say, Joseph is going to work out all right. All things work together. Amen. Romans 8:28, wonderful verse in the Bible. And we pray about everything and we're confident that the Lord's going to bring it about And the Lord's going to do His work in it. Amen? That's why I do like Bible characters in the Bible. We can relate to them. And we can see that they lived lives just like you and I live. Elijah, the great prophet, the Bible just tells us he was a man of like passions like you and I. That's why he got depressed. That's why he got discouraged. That's why he didn't know where to turn. That's why he didn't know where to go next. And the Lord in mercy went to him and helped him out. Amen? Amen. I tell you, waiting on God is a hard thing. It's waiting, this business of waiting on God. I mean, I don't like waiting in the doctor's office, you know, and sometimes in life you got to wait a long time for God to show you something and God to answer something and God to give direction on something. And you're like, Lord, in my mind, should already, you know, but His timing, isn't that something? You trust God with those things and we pray about these things. But look, you can tell God how you feel and you can talk to God about all these things. I believe these are very, 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 all the Bible's important, but these are very important verses in the Bible on living the Christian life. Teaches us to exercise strong faith. It teaches us to learn the ways of God, not our own ways. Learning the ways of the world's easy. If you're not in the Bible, that's what you're living by. And don't be lost living like a lost person. You follow the Lord. We're told in the Bible to pray about everything, acknowledge Him about everything. Amen? I'm glad the Bible's got wonderful promises. Let's look at number four. Number four is just follow God's guidance. Because 6b says, and He shall direct thy paths. That is a wonderful promise in the Bible. The Bible says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Stay in the Bible when you're trying to make decisions. Let God give you a verse. Let God show you some things. I wish it was... You say, preacher, is it easy for you? No, it's not. It's never easy. It's never easy. It's never easy trying to discern the will of God on some things, right? It's not easy. And when we lean into our own understanding, we get even more confused because, you know, things seem a certain way to us. But He says here, if we'll do these things and wait on Him and trust Him, acknowledge Him and lean on Him and pray about it, He shall direct our paths. So then we can follow God's guidance in our life, right? And may the Lord help us to do it. You know, the Bible tells us the mind of God. Somebody said every time you open the Bible, you open up the heart and mind of God. That's why we need to be in it and learn it. It tells us the ways of God. You know, this Bible even tells us the future. It does, doesn't it? Prophecy. Only problem is it doesn't tell you your future. I'm kind of glad it doesn't, by the way. Amen, in a lot of ways. You know, if all that was written out, like, boy, when is that going to happen? I'm not really looking forward to that one, right? But God, He's already there. He already knows what it is. That's why, again, Jesus just simply said, follow Me. Follow Me. Follow His guidance. Well, that if Jesus said, follow Me, that in itself is a promise that He's going to lead. Right? He said, follow Me. Okay. If I'm trusting Him, He said, follow Me. Apparently, He knows where He's going. Amen. And if He said, follow Me, then He wants to lead me to a destination, right? In all of my paths. Not just this one straight and narrow path that I'm on in the Christian life, but the forks in the road that come, the paths that we need to take, and the decisions that we have to make in life. You know, I'm glad He's given us the church. Amen. That's a big help. He's given us the inward Holy Spirit. He's given us prayer. He gives us divine providence to, again, just look around and see what God's doing and how God is working in some things. And we need all of that. But you know, the Bible also says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. So that's why, you know, again, I mean, I think circumstances is a part of it, not 100% of it. Because we don't see things God sees. We walk by faith, not by sight. So again, if you're lost, you're looking for the way to go. You're looking for the next turn. You're looking for the next step. If you're a lost person, I mean spiritually lost in life, you're just trying to figure life out, and you don't know where it's going. But if you're saved, we have someone to follow who knows where he's going. Now, ultimately, we know that leads to heaven. Amen? But it also leads to the will of God. He that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Amen? And so we're following the Lord in all of these things. You know, I think about Esther in the Bible, and the Bible says she was put there for such a time as this. Isn't that a wonderful phrase in the Bible? The right time. You know, the Bible talks about when it came to pass. Says that a lot of times. What does that mean? God's timing. God worked it out. Jesus came into the world at just the right time. Amen? Right? Everything works. Esther was there for such a time as this. She was at the right place at the right time to save the Jewish people in that day. How about Ruth? Tonight when we talk about Christians in the wrong place, so I'm going to talk about Naomi. That's in the book of Ruth. Turns out the book really is about Ruth, so it's named after Ruth, but there's other people in the story. And tonight I want to focus on Naomi. When Naomi got bitter, her name meant pleasant. When she finally went back to Bethlehem, the people were like, glad to see you, and she said, call me Mara. My life is bitter. We'll get into that tonight. But Ruth, once Ruth went back with Naomi, guess what? She gleaned in the right field. She gleaned. That's how they were making a living. Whatever wheat was left behind, some of the poor folks could come through. That was the law of God. They could come through and glean some of what was left behind. That's how they were making a living. She just so happened by luck and happenstance, by the providence of God, she just so happened to land in the right field and meet the right man who became her future husband. And she was grafted into the people of God and became the grandmother, I think, of David and in the line of Christ. I mean, she was a Moabite, but boy, I'll get this tonight, right? But anyway, it's just amazing how God put her at the right place at the right time. God put the right people in her path. God helped her make the right decision because she had the choice to stay in Moab and not go back with Naomi. What am I saying? I'm saying God was guiding in the circumstances of her life. God was guiding in her mind and in her heart. You know, folks, may we determine to follow God's plan. Be determined to follow God's plan. It's not always easy. It's not always the path we thought it would be. But it's God's plan. It's the best plan. Amen. Whatever that might be. You know, I've often said if God, you know, well, if I surrender to God, He'll make me a missionary in Africa. If you want to, He'll put it in your heart. I mean, if He wants you to, you'll be happy there. I mean, God's not sending me up north. I already know this. Amen. That's not in the will of God. I'm not going up north. I know the ways of God. Amen. And that ain't the ways of God. Cold enough around here. I'm glad there's some people that are built that way that can go up there and pastor churches. Amen? Right? And God equipped them for it. And they retire and come this way. That's right. In the will of God. God's country down here in the south, I guess. Amen? But no, God's not going to... God knows how you're built, how He made... Then the Bible also, He'll give you the desires of your heart. That means your desires and His desires line up. He gives you the desires, right, to want to do what He wants you to do. You say, preacher, well, right now I'm a little confused and I'm a little, you know, I'm not sure and there seems to be conflicts and that's how it is for us. That's why... The Bible talks about seek the face of God because sometimes God will sort of pull back so that we will seek Him more, right? Sometimes we have the fork in the road. I remember back in my early days, and my brother said the same thing, and I've heard preachers say it. If a preacher is looking for a church, inevitably two are going to come up into his life, and he's got to make a decision. I don't know what it is about that, but it's the same thing with you. You got to make a job choice. You got to whatever. And two paths emerge. And you got to figure out what's the right one. What happens? Why does that happen? Because then you got to seek the face of God more, right? And we got to do that and ask God to help us. It's not always easy. Knowing the will of God and following the will of God, I'm glad when the doors open and close and makes it easy and all that kind of stuff. But I'm glad that God can do that. Amen. We don't do like Gideon and put fleeces out. You can. give God a test, and God, if this happens, then I'll know what you will. You know, you can, but that's not the main thing. I think God will put it in your heart and mind and guide and direct and help us. Ultimately, it'll get there. I always tell folks whenever they're going through hard times, I always try to say, look, you'll see a better day. It'll get better. You know, when you're in the turmoil and you're in the decision making and you're in the confusion and you're in the trial, you got to have hope that you will see a better day. And that's what the latter part of verse 6 is telling us. God will come through in His time, in His timing. God will direct your path. You got to expect that. Amen. You got to anticipate that. You got to believe that. And trust that the Lord will keep His word. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsaken you. And right now, you might feel like He's abandoned you and forgotten about you. Joseph certainly felt that way. But God hadn't forgot about him. God knew exactly where all that was headed. Amen? And He knows the same thing in your life as well. So follow Him. Follow God's plan. Determined to follow God's plan. And may something in this today be a help to you. Let's bow our heads today as we think on these things this morning. We all need this at all points in our life, sometimes more crucial times in our life. But I'm glad God gave it to us and gave us this emphasis here this morning. Dear Father, I pray You will guide and direct and help us. You know the needs. You know what's on the hearts of the people. You know what every single person, Lord, is praying about and dealing with. And Lord, I pray You would give that clear guidance, that clear path, and show us, Lord, what You want us to do in all things in our lives. And we just ask it now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let's stand. Heads are bowed. The music plays. You might need salvation. You might need to put faith in God for salvation. That's where it all starts. You might need something else. You bring it to the Lord today. That He's your Savior. Do you know that you're saved and you're in His hand? Have you gone astray? Do you need to follow again? Start following the Lord again. Do you need peace or direction on a certain path? Give it to the Lord. Give it to the Lord. Ask the Lord's help with it today. I think that's one we all need all the time. Amen. And may the Lord help you with it today and throughout your lifetime, for sure. to follow God's path and stay on it. Amen. And whatever it might be, may the Lord help you with those things. Do remember again now, if you need to get that directory form done, I don't want you left off, okay? I've been announcing it for several weeks. I'm about ready to shut it down and print it, okay? So you let us know if you still need to get on there and other things that we've talked about. And then Saturday night is the banquet, so remember that as well, okay? At 6 o'clock, all right? Have a great afternoon. I hope the Lord will bless you and go with you and bring you back for church time at 6 o'clock. Amen. And let's ask God to help us as we look at Naomi here this evening. Brother Cliff, would you dismiss us in prayer, please?